Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have a senator who resigned her Senate seat to run for another Senate seat. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Em. Today's guest is Democrat Sheila Leslie, who has moved into another district and has picked a fight with Senator Greg Brower.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Angie Taylor, Greg Crawford, and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You have extra room in your house that you don't even know about. California Closets can transform an office or spare room into a multifunctional space by adding a Murphy bed. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Have your pantries turned into a food museum? Unused cans and boxes get lost. California Closets can organize your pantry so that everything stays fresh. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program now former Senator Sheila Leslie, and you're going to be running against Greg Brower. You're going from an incredibly safe seat to a contested seat. Why are you doing this?
Well, basically, it comes down to a life change I've been planning to make for a number of years to move from a large house to a smaller house. My daughter's gone now. She's entering graduate school in Washington next fall. And I've had purchased a smaller home a couple of years ago, assuming that redistricting was going to encompass that area. And when the final maps were drawn, that street was left out. So I decided to move and found myself in a competitive district. Although a big chunk of that district I've represented in the assembly for 12 years, so it's not really that new to me.
You know, I've known you for a long, long time, and one of the things I know about you is that you don't like the whole idea of raising money and being involved in that side of politics. You believe what you believe, and you've been in a safe district, so you haven't had to go out and raise tons of money, and you didn't want to take a leadership position that involved raising money. Mm-hmm. How are you going to approach this?
Well, Sam, I've been elected 7 times, and I've always been able to raise the amount of money I needed to get elected. So it's something I can do. You're absolutely right. It's not my favorite part of politics. I don't like dialing for dollars. I value the $25 contribution from a constituent much more than the thousands of dollars from a corporation. But I can do it, and I will do it. I haven't always run in safe seats. My very first election was a very close, hard-fought battle. So it's something I can do, and I know it's necessary. I will do it.
Do you think you're going to have to raise about $400,000 or $500,000? $100,000?
It could be that high.
Rate.
I'm hoping it's not. I think there's going to be a lot of independent expenditures in this race. They're going to try and, have a lot of TV commercials making me out to be this horrible person. But what I have going for me is people in this district, in this town, like you, like Ray, I've known both of you for decades. People know who I am. And that's a huge advantage. I went walking in the new district on Sunday afternoon to meet my new neighbors and tell them I'm here. And I knew about 70% of the people on the street because I've represented them. They know who I am. Great feedback. I look forward to that part of campaigning.
Sheila, isn't part of your running have something to do with President Obama's campaign? Because right now, there is not an, if it wasn't for your race, there would be no race in Northern Nevada that would help Obama and help the Democrats overall in Northern Nevada. Because Shelley Berkeley, of course, she's running for Senate against Dean Heller, but she's from Las Vegas and really doesn't have a big name up here. So is helping President Obama part of this move by you and Debbie Smith to run for these Senate seats?
Well, I think I can certainly speak for myself. I'm running for the Senate because I really enjoy legislative work. I love the policy side of it. It's a great way for me to continue the advocacy work I've done my entire life and the 35 years I've lived here in Reno. So it's not really about that. Do these races help energize the Democratic base? Of course. That's that's a side benefit. But that isn't the primary reason. I needed to downsize. I found myself in a different district. I think there's a lot more work to do in the Senate, especially in education, protecting vulnerable populations, jobs, the economy. It's work that I want to do, and that's why I'm running.
You know, you talk about this downsizing. To me, that sounds like when a politician says, I want to do this because I want to spend more time with my family. There's just, it just doesn't ring true to me. Really, you went out of your way to pick a fight with Greg Brower.
Not really. No, really. I think a lot of people my age in their 50s, when their kids move off to college and move out on their own, find themselves in a large house. I was talking to Heidi Gansert during the session because she knows the neighborhood I live in. And she said, yeah, I'm looking forward to the day when we can get into a smaller house as well. So I think a lot of people understand, I only live in one small part of the house I have now. And I need to move. I need to make that life change.
But you and Greg Brower, you guys are on different ends of the spectrum politically, don't you think?
Well, we didn't used to be. You know, Greg and I started as freshmen together in the assembly back in 1998. So I've known him for a long time as well. And back then, he was a moderate Republican. We agreed on far more than we disagreed. And yet, last session, his voting record went way to the right. Of course, he was running for Congress then, and in a Republican primary, you got to move way to the right. But he even voted against the compromise that we ended up with the governor to fund education. And I went to several town halls with him during the session, and parents were very, very angry from that district about those anti-education votes. So I think I can represent actually a more moderate viewpoint for the people in that district. And you know what? Competition is a good thing. What the kind of reaction I've received from people about the move and the race is, this is good for democracy. They can't believe a politician would leave a safe seat and move to a competitive seat, but I'm not a politician first. I'm there to do the work of the people. And the worst thing that could happen is I could lose. You know what? I'm fine with that. There are other things I can do with my life. That is not the worst thing that could happen to me.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be with Sheila Leslie when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined by former State Senator Sheila Leslie, who is running for the State Senate in a new district, running against Greg Broward. It'll be a highly competitive race. But Ray brings up the Obama campaign. One of the things that I find fascinating about the Obama campaign is about 3 months ago, I was contacted by the Ground Game in Nevada for the Obama campaign. And the gentleman used to work for the Las Vegas Sun said, you know, I don't have any agenda. I just want to get together with you and talk to you and let you know who I am and what might be available. And I was fascinated by how organized the Democratic Party is already on the ground. At the same time, the Republican Party, as far as a party goes, is pretty disorganized. How much will that help you in your race?
I think that's absolutely true. In the last few years, the Democratic Party has really built up its infrastructure, and the Obama campaign, I'm in touch with those people from time to time as well, and they're incredibly organized. And people on the outside may not see it, but those of us who work in those neighborhoods definitely do. And yes, I think there are going to be areas turning out voters, registering voters, where we're really going to be able to work together. And underperforming Democratic areas that turn out is going to help the ticket up and down.
I want to get to this because I don't want to run out of time. As we tape this, we're all reflecting on the death of State Senator Bill Raggio. I'd like to get your thoughts.
Oh, I was so saddened to hear the news. I was out of the country last week when I heard the news, and I was recalling my last conversation with him, which was at the Martin Luther King dinner. In recent years, Senator Raggio and I have become much closer, and I walked up to his table to greet him and his wife, and he was in the middle of a big conversation that he pulled me into, and it was all about compromise and the legislative process. And the minute he saw me, he started ranting about, you know what it's like, we have to work together. I'm not going to support anybody who signs that new tax pledge. And he was just so engaged in that, I think, in his later years. And that's something that I think is truly his legacy. And I think whether we disagree or agree on a particular issue, we can all agree on what a wonderful statesman he was, what a fabulous legacy he left for the state. And I'm going to miss him as much as any person.
You know, you probably had many disagreements with him over the years.
Oh, yes.
But it was done in a civil manner.
Always in a civil manner. And I remember once we were in a negotiating session with him, and he got so exasperated by Speaker Buckley and me and some others there. And he stood up and he walked out of the room and he slammed the door. And I was like, wow. And about a half hour later, we just sat there and kept talking. He walked back in the room. He apologized for his behavior. He explained why he was upset, apologized again, sat down, and we continued the discussion. And his willingness to always look for the middle ground, to be a pragmatic politician, to look for a solution, and at the end to realize you don't always get your way. You have to come to the middle and come up with something that's going to work for the benefit of the state is certainly a legacy that I think we all need to remember.
Excuse me, Sheila, getting respectfully back to your race against Senator Brower. During last year's legislative session, the Las Vegas Sun and Anjanette Damon wrote a story about Senator Brower, noting that he was absent during committee meetings and floor meetings. You weren't quoted in this. Do you think that was a fair assessment of the senator? I mean, I've seen a lot of people miss committee meetings and floor meetings. Or do you think this will be a campaign issue?
Well, I think it's already become a campaign issue. I served on two of those late afternoon committees. They didn't even start till 3:30 in the afternoon with him, and he was gone a lot. And it wasn't leaving the room and coming back. He just left for the day. So I think that article was fair. In all fairness to him, he was running for Congress. He had other things he needed to do, and that was his priority at the time. Everyone knew it. It wasn't a secret. So I'm sure it will be a campaign issue. What I can say to the voters is I'm not running for a higher office. I'm running for the Senate because I enjoy that work. I think I'm good at it. I think I am, along the mode of Senator Raggio, a pragmatic problem solver. And I can assure the voters I will continue to be there during the late hours doing the people's business when we're in session.
Well, you know, in the last, before we went on a break, you said that if you lose, hey, that's, you're cool with that. But what concerns me is that, you know, your constituents in Nevada are, with social services, are kind of the poor and the forgotten, the elderly and single right. moms. Without your voice, I mean, what happens to them?
Right. And that is a concern. And other people have expressed that concern to me.
Because I don't see anybody picking up the stick.
Well, there are others. I mean, there's a lot of freshmen who are coming in. Teresa Benitez Thompson, the assemblywoman who replaced me, has that kind of
but
background,
she doesn't have
too.
The juice that you do.
She doesn't have the experience, but she's coming along. That's why I intend to continue serving, is because I think I do provide a voice for those populations. And that's the way the citizen legislature works. You need to have people like me. And Republicans have told me like that too. We disagree a lot, but we need your voice there because you provide that perspective and the process needs that. That's why I'm running again, and I hope to continue providing that voice.
We've got about 15 seconds left. You know this race is going to get really ugly.
Yes.
Are you prepared for that?
I am prepared for that. And again, I think what I have going for me is people know who I am. They ran ugly TV against me last time, and I still won by 30 points. So I'm hoping that people remember who I am and be able to discount those ugly TV ads.
Are you willing to give as good as you get?
No, probably not. I'm not a nasty campaigner. I'm running on my record. I'm not running against anyone. And by the way, filing hasn't even started yet. So there's some rumors that Sharon Engel may get into the race, too. She lives in that district. So we'll wait and see who the candidates are, and then we'll come up with a campaign strategy.
Okay, so I invite you and Greg Brower to come on the show and debate.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription, and now I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Murray Lau is here, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Greg Crawford is now co-manager of Alliance Trust Company, and Angie Taylor is a consultant with Guardian Quest. Pleasure to have you all here. Murray, you've come out with another one of your polls that Glenn Bolger, the national pollster, put together for the Retail Association. Give us a couple of headlines, would you, from this poll that...
Can't do it yet. Yeah, we haven't gotten all the data yet and everything. I know Brian's going to be on your show
tomorrow,
he'll have it then.
All right, okay. In that case, I will move on to topic number two.
Okay.
And topic number two is there was a story in the Las Vegas Sun from Anjanette Damon, who also reports for News 3 and News 4, about Assembly Democrats show donations increasingly a secondary income for politicians and paying for, you know, things like apartments and, you know, basic living costs. What message does this send to the rest of us?
I think it sends the wrong message, actually, because we're constantly getting requests for campaign fundraising. And when you give a campaign donation to a candidate, you're really asking them to use that money to run for office. I mean, they're given a per diem and everything else. And some of the people were Northern Nevada candidates that don't really have to stay down. You know, I live an hour out of Carson City and don't get an apartment. And so they really don't have to stay there. I think it sends the wrong message, and it's driving up the cost of campaigns.
There's another way of looking at this, which is, you know, we don't pay our legislators very much money, and can they continue to afford to live on the amount of money we give them?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting topic when you think about what the president of the United States makes. It's a lot less than some local people make for being, you know, in a variety of different roles. So, no, I'd be all for, you know, increasing the salaries of politicians if there was some way to remove some of the special interest considerations that that seem to permeate the system.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the various donations and, you know, all the sort of, you know, quid pro quo things that happen in politics. You know, I think politicians in some ways might be underpaid relative to their importance in you know, the role they play in the states.
Angie, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm interested you brought up the other perspective, because that's what I was thinking about. You know, we have a citizen legislature here in Nevada, and I think that's one of the things that makes us great, but also things that challenges people, because there are people that simply can't afford to run for office because of that fact. So I think when we begin to balance that out, I don't know the answer, and I'm certainly not here to say we need to increase anybody's pay right now. I mean, let me just say that.
There's a difference between their play, then you get your per diems and you get travel allowances and everything else, and then during the interim you're paid for committee service and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and it starts mounting up a little bit more quickly. So we have to have an open and honest discussion about how much are you being paid versus how much are we asking of you.
And I think that's fair. I think that'd be very fair, Mary.
Yeah. I think the key thing here is to be transparent about how you're spending the money that people have given you in your campaign. If you're spending it for rent or for dry cleaning, people should know that. Because like Mary said at the beginning of the pundit panel, when you give to a campaign, you are hoping that money goes to getting that person elected or reelected, not so much for dry cleaning or rent.
An interesting story from Laura Myers reporting on Dean Heller's message that came out last Friday, where he talks about the problems of the country are based on big government, big business, and big unions for America's persistent economic problems. Surprising he would go after big business.
Yeah. You know, I can see, you know, the criticism and all of that, and certainly there's kind of a populist tone right now coming out of government, but it is a little unusual that he would target big business right now, because, you know, we're in an economic slump, we need hiring, you know, all of those kinds of issues are at play right now. So
your thoughts about this? I mean, is it just a campaign slogan?
You just hedged your bet, because your last statement you were talking about special interest, big business does become special interest.
Yeah,
I mean, if you got a GE Capital that's doing things and a lot of this what we call crony capitalism, I mean, I think that stuff has to be broken up too. You know, it's still all politics should be local, and when you get too big a business and too big a union and too big a government, I agree with the senator.
Okay, but I mean, you know, we're now a one-world business. I mean, you know, these companies like GE operate all over the world.
So do small businesses, Sam. We have some businesses here in Nevada that I talked to a small business owner last week at a dinner, and he said when he first came to Nevada, 20% of his business was exported to out of this country. Now it's reversed. 20% of it stays in this country. So even small businesses are doing any export business to survive. We are a very small world now, but that doesn't mean that the dominators of the world get to run the rules.
Interesting.
Angie, I want to ask you, filing date is Monday for elections. You ran in the last cycle for the assembly. Do you plan to run for the assembly or any other office this time?
I will not be a candidate this session.
And why is that? What?
Well, I mean, I think when you run for office, it takes over your life, as it should, because it's just that important. And there's so many things that you have to be involved in, so many things you need to be involved in to get your message out, to meet your constituents, to see what their needs are. And at this point in time in my life right now, I just can't make that kind of a commitment. And I don't want to cheat the constituency. I wouldn't want to cheat the office by even running for it and not really being able to put 100% into it.
Okay.
Okay, and I just, we had Sheila Leslie on. We had to tape her much earlier this morning, but that's certainly shaping up to be a very interesting race. How much money do you think is going to end up being in the Sheila Leslie Greg Brower race?
Oh, well, that's going to be fascinating. Some of the Clark County races in the past have gone $700,000 and $800,000, and we haven't had that up north, but I think we're looking at probably $600,000 to $800,000 up north now, which is pathetic. It shouldn't be.
And what do those roles pay on a salary or factoring in all those sorts of things?
The what roles?
Well, I mean, if elected, the salary or the compensation for this job that has just cost
you're not running for the job for the wage. If you were, you'd be running somewhere else. I mean, you're doing it because you're dedicated to public service and stuff like that, and I don't care if you're an R and a D. You're not going there for a job.
And that's where
who do you pick?
Don't.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back after this.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Have you been injured in an auto accident? I'm Angela Bolentini. Call a qualified local attorney for an appointment. Make sure the attorney you see on TV will handle your case from start to finish. Call me for a free in-person consultation.
Saving money can be hard. It can feel like you're just trying to hang on. But U.S. Bank makes it easy with START. Savings today and rewards tomorrow. The automatic savings plan that lets you save at your own pace. Whether you want to go slow or fast. Reach $1,000 and get a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50. All so you can stay on top of your savings.
Good pig.
START today at a U.S. Bank branch, online or on the phone.
At News 4, we do more than bring you the news. We are part of this community.
We've seen firsthand the devastation the recent fires have caused.
To support our neighbors affected by the Collin and Washoe Drive fires, News 4 has created a resources page on our website, providing information for those in need and for anyone who would like to help.
Please join News 4 in helping our community.
Go to mynews4.com for important resources and
to see how you can help.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is Mark Liparelli. He's the chairman of the Nevada Gaming Control Board, and he's going to talk about how important Baccarat has become to the tax revenue of Nevada.
Right here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.